And now, presenting by Omegang Brewery out of upstate New York, Hennepin. 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 And we shall consume. And thy hennepin shall be poured.
7.7%. Similar to the Belgian Saison style.
Saison. It hath been poured and we shall drink.
Hennepin.
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 So it shall be done.
Hennepin.
Hennepin. Hennepin.
Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Time to drink some beer.
I think we're going to do some Hennepin. What do you think?
Hennepin sounds good to me.
Oh, I'm a gang going on here. So we're going to give this a shot. You want to tell the peeps about the Hennepin?
Not much to say besides the fact that it's 7.7%.
American Belgian style ale.
It is a Saison.
Say with us, Saison.
Saison.
Let's give it a shot, man.
The cool thing with this bottle, too, is
what's
it, gives you, it actually gives you visual directions on how to pour the beer.
It can be a beer snob and illiterate at the same time.
Intern Nick has done a wonderful job of pouring the beer.
Good job.
Our SIDT intern has done us proud. So, cheers, you bastards. Let's give this a shot. We have the Hennepin. From Omegang Brewery.
Hennepin.
Hennepin. Say it with us.
Hennepin. Hennepin.
Cheers.
They call me the intern. I'm just drinking.
Yeah, intern type. We'd be a guest star. It sucks.
Drink, intern. Pay attention.
That's delicious.
Well, that is a mighty fine hennepin.
Along with having intern Nick tonight, we also have a special guest star on
Who
the show.
Who might that be, Mr. Spoon?
It's the beer goddess.
It is the beer goddess. The beer goddess. That's a decent title. You know what? We should probably get a show with her.
I offered my hennepin to the beer goddess, and she turned it away.
I did. Not my favorite of the Omni Gangs.
Ooh.
That's a Belgian sin.
Hey, you can be a rare boss, I'll rock it out, but...
she just don't like the hennepin.
Would the beer goddess like to take a sip?
I'll take a sip of your hennepin. But...
Here, you can have mine. Here, chug this one.
Turn that. There we go. Make sure we can get the microphone towards her.
You know, I give Omegang his props. That's great with the Belgian styles. But, I don't know. I do. I love Omegang Brewery. I love what they've done for American beer and the Belgian styles. But Hennepin really is good for the style, but really my last on the list for the Omegangs.
But it is good for the style, right?
It's good for the style. It doesn't have a lot of the residual sweetness that some of the Belgian beers have. It has a really nice dry body to it that some people might like if they're not into the Belgian Saison styles.
Chug, 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 chug.
Now, that is
chug,
the kind of information that our fans like to hear.
Yeah, damn.
Wow.
Thank you for
that. Gotta have the beer goddess on here more often talking like shit that we can't talk about.
Well, I think she just spanked the intern.
She will later.
Yes, that is for sure.
Because when you consider the plethora of beers that we've had this evening.
You know what? I was drinking the 60 Minute earlier tonight.
Yeah,
definitely a staple in my day.
We're not really talking about that one. Look at the other crap we've been drinking. I mean, other stuff we've been drinking.
Yeah, we've had the, it's been the Finger Lakes beers tonight.
I have two words for the beer goddess. Ithaca bad.
You know what? Bad. I'm looking at all your beers, and I can't see one that I would actually drink.
Which was that? Anything from Cooperstown is pretty
I don't have
decent.
One. The Hennepin would actually be my first choice on all of this.
The Golden Ale from Cooperstown rocks.
I haven't had it.
That's actually that's a decent Golden Ale, which surprised me, because usually it's the Golden Ales are pretty light, but that one was like a nice, decent body on that.
I have to give my props to the Golden Ales, because...
Yeah, me too. I haven't had Golden Ale I hated yet.
And
even like the Lucifer...
You know,
it's way sweet, but it's still a damn good Golden Ale.
Not a huge Lucifer fan. I'll drink a Duvel.
But beer or the actual Lucifer?
Well, depends on what time it is.
Wow. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
The Lucifer is poorly balanced.
Worship me.
But no, if I were going to drink a Golden Ale, definitely Duvel, which actually is owns Omegang.
Exactly. Owns Omegang. Like, kindly pimp that on the Omegang label as well.
But you know what they did? They didn't change the recipe. They just bought the label. So you still have the same Omegang that you drank 3 years ago that you do today.
That's good, because I hate it when shit like that happens and they change the recipe.
That's good information.
Sucks.
To have, yeah. And we are getting this from the beer goddess. So she knows her shit.
I do.
The
beer. I don't have any kind of that music.
Those good starter beers.
Omegang.
Don't try new beers. They're good starter beers, like the stout or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely good starter beers. It's a little bit more carbonation with it.
Stout Striker that tastes like a fucking Coke.
I actually thought I'd hate the Hennepin, but I actually kind of like it. It's sweet, but...
You know what, in years
past... After all the crap I've had earlier, this is top-notch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was always more citrusy than it was. This is a big
bottle. I was surprised by the citrus taste to it.
More wheat-esque than it is, but...
Well, I hate wheat beers, and I like this.
Yeah, no,
it's got more sweetness to it than the wheat, so trust me, I had a wheat tonight, and it still sucked.
We had a couple, oh, God, we had an apricot wheat.
Oh, God.
I'm going to throw up.
The glasses reeked of apricot.
It was like 12 pounds of apricots blended into liquid.
You throw an apricot in an IPA, it's great. You throw an apricot in anything else, it's disgusting. No,
yeah, it's pretty much what happened with the wheat.
You throw an apricot in my stomach, it sucks.
So put four,
yeah, I'll throw it in your stomach.
Eight apricots into this bottle of water, And that's what you had.
Why are you not gonna
it
get
was
the
piss, man.
Yeah,
no,
that's
what it was.
It was pretty disgusting. It was extremely watery.
We have one left. What's that? Well, we have a nut brown.
We have a nut brown.
We have a spare nut brown if you'd like to try it.
I enjoy nut browns, but...
Oh, I'll give it to the beer goddess because we've got to get rid of that shit. We hated it.
You hate nut... What?
I don't hate all nut browns, but this one sucked.
I've never had a nut brown that I don't enjoy. I even drink Newcastle.
She should have a nut she didn't enjoy.
Oh, it depends on how drunk I am, but I guess...
I am sick, puppy. I had to say that.
What are we drinking?
Mr. Intern, please notice that as I opened this bottle, I did not bend
the
opener, as he has numerous times this evening that I've tried to...
He is our Yuri Geller of our podcast.
You know, your intern I've been working with now for almost 2 years on trying all this, so he's still a long way in coming. This isn't a new thing for him, so...
He gave the beer goddess the baby glass.
Beer goddess only needs baby glass right now.
Basically, we're out of other glasses, so that's what I have.
Gotta give her just a damn bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I could drink a glass of water. It's not going to do much difference.
See? Exactly.
We said the exact same damn thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Muddy water.
Yeah, it almost has a body to it, but then it kind of flops at the end. I don't know. It's... There's no finish on the beer. Really, really light. You can almost taste that it's a nut brown. Its color's really deceiving. It just tastes like
that's what I thought. Well, it's a nut brown, though.
Yeah,
no, it isn't.
It definitely has the taste of the nut brown, but it's extremely water.
Taste of a nut brown with the body of a Coors Light.
Yeah, it's like
worse.
It starts coming on like almost, and then it just flops. There's really no.
The aftertaste
it's
just
terrible,
nothing.
Terrible balance to the beer. I don't know. Nothing good.
Panther piss.
I could drink a lot of these quickly.
Why?
Good, because we still have half a bottle left for you.
No.
Yeah, it's all yours, beer.
It's all yours right there.
You know what?
Suck it up.
This is actually a step down from Newcastle, which is impressive.
I hate Newcastle, said.
Unless you're going to mix it with Sailor Jerry. There's no reason to drink the Newcastle.
Hey, Jaeger can dump in here? I don't know.
Do you want Jaeger in there? I have Jaeger in the freezer.
Jaeger in the freezer.
Oh, you know what? I think we might have to try that.
Give it some kick.
In fact, you know what? I have Sailor Jerry in the freezer, too.
That'd actually put more flavor in that.
It would.
I need to wake up tomorrow.
That's a Castle Jerry.
Yeah, because I ain't waking up.
Have you ever had a Castle Jerry?
No, I have not had a Castle Jerry.
I think you will tonight, because that's the next best thing right there.
I think that you should punish the intern. He just thanked the beer goddess.
Sick Puppy kind of liked it. Do it again.
Intern spanked the beer goddess.
Spank the beer goddess.
You know what? We have issues here because I think the beer goddess outranks the intern.
I do.
Yes, but I put in a lot of good information.
Doesn't matter. She has an official title.
Beer drinkers, I put in a good
role. I think that the beer goddess should take the throne of the intern, and he should move.
So that means you're going to rate me like a month later.
Oh, the beer goddess wants his seat.
The beer goddess is taking the seat of the intern.
Bitch, you can't have my seat.
Oh, this is getting good.
I worked it into my ass tonight.
I think the podcasters have the final say in who gets the seat.
Yes, and intern, get your ass off the seat.
Thank you.
She has boobs, you lose.
So does he.
That's not fair.
But he also has a penis, so
she is perkier.
He loses again. I was taking his Hennepin with him.
Grab that seat that's right back there. Yeah. Oh, shit. Guess who just called?
Who called?
Groucho.
Groucho just called us and you didn't pick it up?
Well, I didn't know the number at first. I didn't check the caller ID and I just looked it up.
Call that son of a bitch back.
I can't get it online. I can't get it on here, though.
Oh, we'll have a one-sided conversation, I guess.
Speakerphone on this. This is an old phone. Oh, this is like 3 years
old.
Dude. Tell him to call me on mine.
I was going to say, tell him to call me on mine. I got speakerphone. Hello, who's this?
This is the Mama Goop fan club.
You ain't going to find that fan club here.
I didn't realize that she had a fan club.
Well, her line identifier, if I have
to. Oh, well, then you got at least like 4 members.
Oh, dude, this...
What? 3 of them being a vibrator.
This is Sick Puppy, and, you know, you got to respect, at least I got to respect Jen's potty mouth.
Yeah, we haven't seen pictures of her though, so he can take all the
If you're listening to this, Two Chicks in a Cooler, we want pictures.
Video would be great.
That's what you just heard.
Yeah, video would be great.
So you drank it tonight?
Actually, I did very little drinking tonight, so I cracked open a Bell's Oberon just in honor of this phone call.
Oh.
You the man.
Yeah.
I'm feeling all tingly inside.
What's it, are you?
I am.
You should probably take some antacid, because I doubt it has anything to do with this phone call.
Groucho, you give him a hard-on that could stop a fan.
Well, if I hear that pumping noise in the background, I'll know.
It's a ceiling fan, too.
I have a pretty long reach.
I'm kidding. He's on a ladder.
Is that me chopping or you?
It's probably the house.
That's probably the fan.
We're in Spoon's studio. This is Studio B for SIDT.
Boys, you're up awfully late. You're on the eastern time zone.
Yeah, it's 11:30 right now.
The night is young. I have fresh breath.
You have fresh what?
Breath.
Plus, we have a lot of beer to drink tonight.
And how far are you through it?
Half.
What do you got?
Beer.
No shit.
The show's going well.
We just finished Ithaca Beer Company out of New York.
Yeah.
And now we're doing Cooperstown Brewery out of New York.
Don't drink anything from Ithaca.
Okay.
That might be a good thing, Groucho.
Probably bad.
Yeah, well, listen to the show and find out.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
They haven't exactly been names that have been running around the confrontation board for me to celebrate.
Exactly.
There's a reason for that.
The first two out of the box we tried were pure panther piss.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it was bad. One was apricot wheat.
Ooh.
Is that ooze and that's yummy or ooze and what the fuck? That's not the point. There is no season for that fucking shit. You know what it tasted like, Groucho? Here's what it tasted like. Get one of them fucking, you know, them machines that, like, take fruit and shit and, like, make it into liquid.
Yeah.
That'd be a blender.
No, not a blender. Them fucking juice machines. It's like, yeah, that would be it. They're like fucking a whole, like, pound of apricots, shoving them through a juicer. Pouring vodka in it, and that's pretty much an apricot wheat.
You forgot the wheat.
Yeah, no, it tastes fucking just like alcohol and apricot, trust me.
Okay.
Dude, we drank it, got to the next beer. We couldn't drink the next beer because our glasses were so tainted after we rinsed them. We had to, like, disinfect the motherfuckers to get the smell out.
So you guys use glasses?
Because we're civilized, goddammit.
We're civilized.
We're professionals.
Something new on the show, the glass segment?
We're professional alcoholics, goddammit.
Hell, I didn't think you could wait long enough for it to get to your mouth.
They're easier to chug.
Mm-hmm.
We chugged the first two, so. What's that?
Any cans?
Nah,
no
cans.
No cans.
No Iron City, no PBR, nothing like that.
None of that shit.
Nope, no old chub.
Thanks for finding my credit card. I appreciate that.
Thanks for shutting it down, you dick. I was having fun.
Yeah, the people over at Hereford and Hops really appreciated it.
Did you? Where are the pictures? Were there pictures from that?
Yeah.
How many times have you been to our website?
Where the hell goes the website? You go. We go to forums. We don't go to websites.
Stray from the forums, Groucho. Stray from the forums.
I don't have a cut.
It's a link called Photos.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not a link called Photos. It's Moblog.
Moblog. Same difference.
Okay, no, I'm saying there's a picture of a puppy with some chick.
Yeah, that's the one. Me actually photographed with a chick. Rare occasion.
Yeah, because you usually scare most of them away.
They're terrified of me.
Imagine that.
Fucking A.
It's the machismo that you exude.
it's the evil in me.
Yeah. So
Nah, that's tomorrow. I'm doing it on a Sunday just to be a dick.
Well, you can pick your own holy day, you know, if you start your own religion.
Dude, I'm going to start my own church. It's tax-free. Church of sick puppy right there.
Just make your house your temple.
Fucking A.
Well, you know, it gets even better because you can apply for sainthood.
There you go.
Which I'm probably going to end up doing because it's only $10.
You know what I want out of this, Groucho?
Sounds pretty reasonable.
If I get a free Pope hat out of this, I'm definitely doing it. Fucking A.
You have spinners and all kinds. You have spinners.
Is that one of the cone heads or is that the Pope?
Exactly. That's Pope Puppy.
Pope Puppy.
That
actually sounds like angelic and religious.
Yeah, exactly.
Thy holy Pope Puppy.
I quit singing.
Seriously, how long have you guys been drinking tonight?
Oh, just tonight? No.
Let's see. About 2.5 hours?
Yeah, about 2.5 hours.
Sorry. Well, it's been off and on.
You don't start at like 10, so an hour and a half.
But wait till you see the beer that we finish with.
Dude, this is like a marathon session, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's going to be, yeah. But see, the night...
We have over a case of beer to finish in an hour episode.
Where's Mrs. Spoon?
Oh, she's dead.
She's in the freezer.
She's going to drop.
That's why we're at my house.
I'm crashing here, brother.
Well, see, that's the nice thing is she's probably upstairs watching Lifetime.
Oprah. Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Well, we do have the Lifetime Movie Network.
Oh, do you?
Yes, that was part of the package. If I wanted to get hockey, she had to get Lifetime.
Gracias.
I think it's a fair trade.
It's like a symbiotic balance. You know, you
I'm single. I didn't even know about that network.
Huh?
I'm single. I didn't even know about the Lifetime Network. You must be married to find out about that.
You cuddle with an Afghan when nobody's around.
An Afghani or an Afghan?
Either. Take your choice. both are fairly warm and
cuddly.
Afghanis are pretty hot after you get past all the extra clothing.
Yeah, there's like 8 layers of clothing you have to go through to get to them.
Why don't you get that headdress off? Holy fuck, you are hot!
Nice.
Then you give him a razor.
If you'd shave, honey, you'd be fucking smoking.
Baptist of the other.
It'd be hotter if you even took that dynamite off your chest.
Oh, damn.
That's the wax job, bud. It's never quite...
Me and you for an explosive evening, baby.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you're going to like the video that we're going to put out probably either late tomorrow or early Monday.
Yes.
The outside video?
Yes, we got...
I'm in a suit, for Christ's sake.
You're what?
I'm wearing a suit.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, we were...
One of the t-shirts with the painted-on tux?
Oh, no. Three-piece.
In fact, it got so bad at one point that we had the manager of PetSmart kick us out.
Stay tuned.
We went all out for this one.
Okay, so have you been watching too much Barack or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, apparently people don't like it when you show up with a video camera in public.
In front of their store. Directly in front of their store.
And one of the guys is dressed up as a priest.
I think that's how we got away with it. I'm in a fucking suit and Spoon's dressed like a priest. What are you guys doing? Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
Yeah, I basically told him that we're doing a little community piece on the entire area and that we needed a good high traffic. He's like, oh, Father, I'm sorry.
Dude, that is so funny.
Fucking A. I'm going to try, dude.
And you're still going to drink for another 2 hours?
Two hours? Shit, we got like...
Pussy?
We got like 4 left. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, just so we have to chug too many more, we'll be all right.
Oh,
yeah, you know the SIDT rule, man. You know, if we don't like it, we chug it. We've hated a lot this evening.
Is that how your show works? I've never heard your show before. I didn't know that.
Do the words eat a bullet mean anything to you?
I love your enthusiasm. It's kind of like what Chad and I had like the first know.
Yeah, kill yourself.
Well, yeah, that's why we're only up to 9.
We drank so much for like 6 straight weeks, you know, every week we're doing this, and finally it's like it derailed. We're like, we gotta stop.
Yeah, that's what the scale said when I stepped on it today, too.
That was your wife telling you that more than anything, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, poor Margaret.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't her decision. It was mine. I was having a problem waking up in the morning. And it's tough with kids.
Give Margaret a reach around for me tonight, would you? Hey, no problem.
Well, you know what, Groucho? You're in luck right now because we have our intern with us.
Oh, who's that?
Pastor Nick.
Pastor Nick?
Yes, he is our intern.
Yeah, what's his story?
He opens our bottles and shuts the fuck up.
It's pretty cool. He's opened all of our bottles. He gets us beer, and it's a good deal. He cleans up the table when we're done, too.
I don't do shit for these bunch of punks. Bunch of bitches is what they are.
And he talks back a lot, too, but that's because we don't pay him.
Wow, this guy doesn't even sound like one of you two. He's just a real person.
What are you trying to say, you fuck?
He is a real person.
Hey, don't worry, man. I got a kid next door. I got the baby monitor with me.
I'm just saying it was a bit suspect. That's all I'm saying.
He's boozing with a baby monitor.
What?
He's boozing with a baby monitor.
Nice.
Yeah, hey, my fiance's at work. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, what you gotta do, you gotta do. Are we from fucking New York or what?
Nah, I've been around.
Okay. I don't know where that came from, I'm sorry.
He's our intern, he's been around.
That's not like me, I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you apologizing for? I listen to your show.
Yeah, you don't do apologies.
Yeah, how does it feel to be the bastard stepchild of Everclear Channel?
That's why we never signed any contracts.
You think we're getting a fucking fax machine at our studio? Fuck that. We don't give a shit. Dude, I don't care if I piss off the Pope.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what?
Exactly.
You know what? Keep it up and I will be the Pope.
There you go. Dude, I can't wait to see this video. That sounds hilarious.
Me neither, man.
It's definitely a new avenue for us to go.
Hey, I haven't seen it yet, so...
There's a lot of editing that we have to do.
Yeah, I got to crank that out tomorrow, man.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's classic. I have no doubt that's going to be hilarious. Just looking at you two with those smug looks on your face and that freestyle, that'll be priceless right there. So.
What was even better was Sick Puppy going up and paying for the shirt.
And do what?
When we went to the Christian bookstore type place.
I actually walked into a Christian bookstore and never caught on fire.
We went to a Christian bookstore today, and I actually bought a priest outfit.
Yeah.
And the look on the lady's face was just priceless because she looked at the two of us compared to everyone else in the store.
Wow.
She's like, is this for you?
Dude, I'm telling you, you two are going to be hosting the MTV Europe video award.
Hey, as long as Kanye West doesn't come on here.
I'll kick that motherfucker's ass.
He won't even make it on the stage.
George Bush hates black people.
Yeah, and I hate Kanye West, so we fit in.
You fucking schmuck.
You two will be tough enough to throw his ass off there. That'd be the difference.
I'd love to see that on national television.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get capped in our asses.
Yeah.
We got the right side of the hood.
Is he a buddy of yours?
A friend of a friend.
Did you ever notice how much rap rhymes with crap?
No, I haven't noticed that. Why don't you start spouting that out and do like the south side of
Tivoli
there or something, and you do that on video.
Okay.
Well, you know, I don't think they get much rap out there in Peking, Illinois.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I probably would.
An old 78 F-150 with the John Deere cap on playing the rap, you've never seen anything like that.
I bet you got a lot of fucking Kid Rock fans out there, don't you? You, dude, I'm old. Oh, yeah, that's right, Groucho, you old motherfucker.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. We're leaving that in because you're metal.
No, I'm not metal.
No. His brother's metal.
You two are metal.
You're metal to me, baby.
I don't want anything to do with that guy.
You don't want to be metal? You're aluminum.
It causes chafing.
So is this how pathetic your life is on a Saturday night? You're talking to us?
It is pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still pretty early for me. I still have time to go out and do something.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's right. He's like a time zone behind us.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours, right?
1 hour.
Yeah, it's like three hours, guys.
3 hours in Peking?
Really?
And they're like, Austin's like 2 hours behind us, so I was kind of going north from there. And...
Oh, watch it. He's doing math.
Yeah, an hour.
Now, I'm drunk and doing math.
I think we smoke it.
Wow.
All right, boys. Yeah. Let you go. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, we have a lot more beer we have to go drink.
Yeah, you're cutting into our podcast, you piece of shit.
I can't wait for your video.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you, man.
Next time I call you, I'll Chud and tell, okay?
Tell Chud I said kill himself.
Actually, I might just give him this number. I might call him right now.
No fucking A. Yeah, yeah, dude, seriously, give him my number.
All right, I will.
All right, you piece of shit.
All right, man.
See you, brother.
Have a good one. Later. So that was Groucho from the Beer Report giving us a call here on our lines. And apparently we've got drama going on outside also.
We got fighting outside.
The crackhead neighbors are fighting again, which is always a good time when you come to the Spoon Studios.
See, Groucho, you call us and the white trash freaks out.
What the hell's up with that? It's a good time. Good times had by all.
ShouldIDrinkThat.com, may I help you? ShouldIDrinkThat.com? Hello!
Motherfucking Chud! What's up, brother?
What's up, you piece of shit?
What are you calling me a piece of shit for? I'm calling in ears. I'm a fucking guest. You should treat me as such.
That's how we treat our guests, dude.
I'm the fucking
prop,
you know.
Dude, I'm doing it tomorrow. On a Sunday, I shall be ordained.
Yeah?
Father, a fucking sick puppy.
Both of you are getting ordained?
Spoon already is.
I'm already ordained. I'm one of you.
All right. Hell yes. We can destroy the matches.
Fucking A, brother. We actually went to a Christian store today and bought fucking Father Spoon an actual priest outfit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely official. Plus, we're also scoping out a couple of chalices.
Chalices? All right. You're going to drink your beer from the holy chalice?
Fucking A, brother. Fucking A.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it right.
Hell, yeah. So what are you motherfuckers drinking tonight?
Ithaca Beer Company and some Cooperstown shit.
Oh.
And then a special beer to be named later. Let's just put it this way. Let's put it this way. There's tits involved.
There's tits involved?
Yes.
Why should be there?
Very big, voluptuous tits.
Can you be here in like 20 minutes?
Big, voluptuous tits in 20 minutes? To Ohio? I can find a way. It will work. Or I'll just hit the strip club down the road and I'll stop there.
Yeah, think of us. All right.
It sounds like you're already on your way to the strip club.
Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm at home.
What the fuck are you doing at home on a Saturday?
Sitting around with a friend of mine drinking a shitload of good beer. We've got some hobgoblins, some old speckled hen. We've got some blue bird bitters, which is an English pale ale mixed with American hops. We've got some Ruddles County pub ale, some dragon's milk. We're getting shit-faced.
Damn.
We got some
high-powered
green going, too.
Hey, you ass clown's got to send us some hobgoblin our way. We can't get that shit here.
You can't get it?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, well, fuck, dude. I'll go to the store tomorrow, get like 6 cans, send that shit your way.
Fuck you. I love you, man. That's awesome.
Apparently, we're not blowing the right beer distributor.
Yeah, well, you can get arrogant bastards, so I don't want to fucking
hear it. Yeah, good point, dude. Good point. Hey, I sent you some. Relax.
In fact, we get just about every piece of stone product that comes out.
Yeah, the
what?
We're getting the oak aged arrogant bastard soon.
Oh, that's gonna be at the Stone Festival. It's really good.
Oh, that's right, man. Damn, see, you're one up on us already, right there. We gotta wait for it. You already had it, you bitch.
So I got an idea. What are you guys doing next summer? We should all meet up in Colorado for the Great American Brew Festival.
Sounds like a plan to me, dude.
An excellent idea. What? Roughly, when is that? That's in September, right?
I don't know exactly when it is, but my goal is to get you guys and the Clarkhead guys and us all out there at the same time.
Fuck yeah, dude. That sounds like a blast, dude.
Just run out a hotel room somewhere after the beer fest, fucking destroy it like fucking rock stars.
By that point, I'm sure the federal government will be watching us.
Good. We'll get on TV. It'll be great.
We'll start a bunch of fires.
Dude, we got.
We can scour the podcast world with ads so you can watch all the beer casters get arrested together.
I want to be on CNN, goddammit.
I want to be on CNN in my priest outfit.
That'd be the shit. Hey, last time me and my grandson went to the beer festival, we almost got arrested. We were pissing on door handles left and right. He'll hardly admit it, but we pissed all over a bunch of people's fucking door handles.
Hey, bring that up the next show. Embarrass the shit out of them.
You try to play that down like it didn't happen. But it'd be great.
Well, you just tell them, you know, other people know now.
I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but after we went and threw up all over the barn outside, we actually went and pissed on his wife's car, too.
Oh! You know we're recording this, right?
What was that?
You know we're recording this, right?
Yeah, I know. Funny to me, because it's not my fucking wife.
Fucking A.
That right there...
What the fucking hell he got for that shit the next day?
That right there is a story of beauty. That's wonderful.
That's awesome, man. Fucking hey, A.
We're going to have a story for you, too. We were just telling your brother about a problem that we ran into today with some public official.
Public official?
Yeah, we were filming a video today, kind of doing like our own SIDT commercial / PSA. And we had a small problem with the manager of PetSmart.
Yeah, stay tuned for details. I'll be releasing the video tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah, it was along the line.
I can't wait to see this. You said you fuck a small dog for entertainment?
That's pretty close.
It was along the lines of, get the fuck out of here with that video camera.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the sad part was, I was dressed as a priest.
And I had a fucking 3-piece suit on, dude.
To get the fuck out of
PetSmart? Yeah, and I'm standing beside him in a fucking 3-piece suit.
Yeah, that's fucking classic.
Yeah, nobody ever sees a sick puppy in a suit, dude. It's going to be weird.
But you will on this video.
I only do that at weddings and funerals.
That is awesome.
Well, hey, you can do it yourself.
Yeah, but you can't really baptize your own kid, though. I just need to have you dip the fuck in a big well, of fucking...
I think I have kids. We just have to hunt them down.
You gotta hunt them down?
Yeah, I think I have kids. I just gotta find them.
Well, that could be a whole show right there.
Fucking hey.
A sick fucking, like, forbidden love show.
America's Most Wanted.
Well, what?
You have to hunt down all the Mexican trailer parks and see if you can find
Well, the Pennsylvania trailer parks.
Well, one thing I did notice is that for $10, you can apply to be a pope.
Really?
Yeah. So if you got $10 laying around, or you know, you want to get on PayPal, you can become a saint.
Oh, sweet! I'm gonna have to do that. Saint Chud.
How about Saint Sick Puppy? How fucked up does that sound? Dude, me too, man. It's tax-free, brother. Tax-free. Church of Sick Puppy.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is set up a non-profit organization, and the IRS has some rules, and it wouldn't be that hard to make up some shit to create your own religion.
I just got four words for you. Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Go on.
Hell yes. You know, you really want to make your mark gotta make some extreme measures every once in a while.
Yeah, like fuck yeah.
I'm proud of him for that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
See, we don't have to worry about being non-profit because Lord knows we're not making a fucking profit off this podcast.
Yeah, well, if we can get people to pay for it, you know.
If we get people like you to buy shit off of our website store, that'd be great.
You just gotta write like the Sick Puppy Bible.
Oh.
That's already in the works.
Is it in the works?
Nobody will fucking publish it.
What was that?
Nobody will publish it.
Lulu.com, you can publish it yourself.
Hey, good plan, dude.
It's free. You don't even have to pay for anything. You just send them the shit and they'll print it up and they'll make the money off it. But at least you'll get the word out.
Shouldn't be too hard. It's like a paragraph.
Yeah.
Well, hell,
kill yourself. The end.
All you have to do is just make a PDF of it and just start mass spamming everybody. It'll all be good.
There you go.
We're going to be discussing one of your friends this evening also.
Discussing what?
One of your friends. The fine people at Farpoint Media. Yes, in fact, they even made it into our video.
They lead into your video?
They made it into our video that we did today.
Oh nice.
They got honorable mention.
Did you have to wear hazmat suits to be around those motherfuckers? Like a 300-pound gamer who haven't bathed in like 3 weeks?
I'm not worried about any hazmat suit. I've had every SID. SIDT. I've had every SD. That sexually transmitted disease on the planet. I'm immune.
Oh, so you got like the whole gonorrhea of herpes AIDS action going on.
Yeah, it only hurts when I pee. No problem there.
Sorry, you motherfuckers keep breaking up on me over here, dude.
I said it only hurts when I pee.
Oh, well, that's good, because if it really hurt when you're taking a shit, that'd be a problem.
Depends on the beers we drink. Hey, dude, we got to wrap this up, brother.
All right, man, you too. Have
you
a good
too,
one.
Brother. Good talking to you, man.
Later.
Hey, one more thing.
What's that?
He just hung up on the chud.
I love doing that to people. I do that to my own family. Hey, yeah, by the way, click.
So there you go. Now we have both guys from the Beer Report.
Yeah, the bastards. I love you guys, man. That was fun.
That was funny. You know, every time you do that to somebody, I just laugh my ass off because then they go like, what the fuck was that?
But nobody catches on after the 100th time I do it to them. Like, dude, wait, one more. Click.
All right, so Chet, I hope you get that. All right, we got beer to drink.
Yeah, fuck you. We're doing our beer.
Yes. As we heard from Brother Groucho.
Brother Groucho, Brother Chud.
It's going to be a marathon night. Because if you've been paying attention, even through the editing at the timestamps that we keep throwing out there, yeah.
And before I get too drunk to forget, I want to thank you guys for calling in, man. That was cool, man. It was very metal.
Very cool.
Even for you, Groucho, you piece of shit.
I'm surprised he has a cell phone.
I just wish we would have called Chud, like, later, since he was like, I'm drinking with a buddy. It's going to be like 2 hours from now. Let's see what's up.
Well, you know, I'm surprised he has a cell
phone.
I'm surprised he has a cell phone, because I figured he would just blow through a big horn to call his minions.
And you know, you fuckers, you know that Sick Puppy has your numbers now on my phone. Good luck with that.
That is true. Oh, the late-night drunken calls. The fuck are you doing?
It's a bit of fun, isn't it? What are you guys doing?
Oh, that's good shit.
So dead. Of course, they have my number now, too, so
and they
I digress.
Mine. Well, Groucho at least has mine.
See, if you're going to retaliate, call Spoon.
Yeah.
He has a wife to piss off. I don't.
That's a good point.
Yeah, brother.
I don't crack from home buzzed.